So I'd like to follow up on the topic of greed. Sandy and I spent a couple of hours reading one of Northern Pass's most recent filings. It was made with Tom Wagner. It was the filing asking for a permit to cross through the White Mountain National Forest. Northern Pass, as usual, made a number of statements that we found flatly misleading to downright ridiculous. And they really all center on this theme of greed. So Northern Pass says, we can't bury the lines on I-93 to avoid the National Forest because it'll cost too much. Sandy and I did a little illustration to help you understand how ridiculous that statement is. Northern Pass is guaranteed a return, Northeast Utilities is guaranteed a return as owner of Northern Pass of 12.56%. 12.56% on the money it puts into the project. I don't know about you, I don't get 12.56% on anything. Let's look what that adds up to. Northern Pass will get, and Northeast Utilities will make a profit margin, a guaranteed profit margin of $88 million a year. $88 million a year. So we said to ourselves, what if Northern Pass did something really nice, or Northeast Utilities, what if they said, we'll just take a 3% discount off that 12% profit margin. We'll just take 9%. If they took 9% for just 3 to 5 years, that would free up to $100 million. So if they just said, we only need 9%, we don't need 12.56%, they free up enough money to bury the lines for the entire route around the White Mountain National Forest. I ask you, is the White Mountain National Forest worth a 3% discount off Northern Pass's profits? I think it is. When they tell you they cannot afford to bury the lines, just remember, it's a lie. It's not true. And in terms of the scoping process, we say we have economic experts looking at this. We don't need economic experts. We need to have financial experts. We need somebody from Wall Street to give a report to the DOE and to the U.S. Forest Service saying, you know what, a 9% profit margin for Northeast Utilities is perfectly fine, thank you. They can afford to bury the lines.